episode 311 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes of the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Lindsay, Donna, and Sandy. No matter where you live, there is a good chance you've been on some sort of lockdown since around March. Of course, we're itching to get back out there. But have you noticed that you're not seeing as many vacation pictures on social media? Or maybe you yourself have posted a picture from vacation only to have friends question whether you're being safe. We believe there are ways to travel safely, and this week we want to talk about why you shouldn't feel guilty about travel. Follow the safety guidelines, be respectful of others, and know the rules for where you're going. Those golden rules will help you. So let's get started. So, how many of us have traveled somewhere, let's say, outside of the United States this year?
Lindsay and Donna did.
I was going to say, y'all have to talk. Five. You can't just raise your hand.
Yeah, we did. And I'm so glad I did. I really struggled with this before that trip because, I live in a part of the country that is, let's just say, I don't want to say taking things more seriously, but definitely being more vigilant. And I was very concerned about the reaction that my clients, my local clients, would have to me traveling. And I kind of weighed everything and was, is this the right thing to do? But I took the COVID test. Donna did too. Followed all the safety protocols. And at the end of the day, it came down to if I didn't feel comfortable enough. I had to experience it because I had to know if I was going to feel comfortable enough to be able to book someone else to do this. So that's kind of where I landed on it. And I posted, am I going to post? Am I going to take the shame? Because I don't know about you guys, but I was traveling at least once a month for like the last decade. And I have, before pre-COVID, I was already getting travel shamed. I was already getting like, oh, must be nice. Oh, again. Oh, I wish I could do that, you know. So I was really worried about this. And then I posted and I did not get the negative response that some people have been getting. Have you gotten any negativity in any of your posts? Donna, did you get any?
Oh, actually, I also did presentations at my networking groups as well, mm-hmm. and explained kind of the safety procedures and everything. And everybody was like, that sounds really cool. I want to do that too. So it was, I got the opposite reaction.
I had a little bit. We did a car vacation. You know, we drove a few hours away and spent the week in Asheville. And there was one picture where my husband and I, we were at a brewery and it was outside in this huge area. I guess you couldn't tell from the picture, but they made us wear our masks anytime we were not actually sitting at our table. So if you went up to the bar, you wore the mask. If you went to the bathroom, you know, like all that. And they were very strict about it. And but sitting at the table, I took a picture and posted it. And yeah, I did have somebody comment that we weren't wearing masks. And then I had to go and explain, you know, no, we really are being safe. Like this is, you know, this is what the protocol is.
It's a good reminder that social media and that one snapshot is not the entire picture. You know, mm-hmm. you see somebody's Instagram and it's this amazing thing and you think that their life is perfect. And I think unfortunately with us being the times we are, it makes people's anxiety spike to see that picture of the family without a mask because they don't understand. You wore it to the table. You're going to wear it when mm-hmm. you get up to go to the bathroom or you get up to go get something else. You're going to wear that mask. But
I can say that I got beat up for a trip I didn't even take.
Oh, no.
I just posted that I was thinking about going to Mexico in January and it was like, you know, wolves on a duck. It was crazy. Like, you know, I'm not going to Mexico City hanging out with the locals. I'm going to a resort and, you know, there's precautions and a lot of other things going on. So I don't feel unsafe going to Mexico. But of course, then I found out that I do live in one of the states that requires you to quarantine if you travel outside the country. As long as they're, I think if the CDC has designated them a 3 or higher, which is at this point is almost the whole world. Yeah. So there's really nowhere you can go without quarantine or for 14 days. So
that's, I mean, that could change by January, but
Yeah, I haven't booked it yet, but yeah. I'm thinking about it still.
How strict are they with that quarantine, George? Like, do you work from home for your other job though? Or
no, I work in the office and we're actually considered essential employees, so I have to go in. Okay. The state of Connecticut has actually caught and fined people, so they're not joking around. We have actually right now, I think we have the lowest COVID percentage in the country. So as much as I don't like it, I can say it seems to be working.
Yeah. So that's a really good point and a really good thing for people to consider is you have to be on top of what your states and your companies, if you have a job outside the home, what your regulations are, what your responsibilities are before you travel. Donna and I took COVID tests before we left the country, and we were not required to, but we chose to. And then right after we came back, it became a requirement to go to Jamaica. I'm taking a trip domestically, and I will be taking a COVID test before I travel. Will you guys be taking COVID tests before you travel domestically? Was anyone else choosing?
So where I live, it's not that easy to get one. You have to prove that you are at high risk. So I could get one when I come back.
Actually, Elizabeth, I just posted yesterday, there's a place in Wake Forest that'll do same day free COVID tests.
So like, as I was about to say, there are a couple of places that seem to be poking up that are saying they'll do it. But the thing is, I still can't tell you in practice if that's working, because I also don't know how well, I don't know what tests they're running. I don't know how well respected those tests are. And we actually just had a situation here where we had a super spreader hockey team travel because they followed protocols, but they let 19 skaters who tested negative after several skaters had tested positive. Everyone who tested negative was allowed to go. We followed protocols, and I'm like, well, those protocols were dumb. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were. So it's those sorts of things. It's like, I don't want to make sure that what I'm taking. So I'm not saying I won't take one, because I'm totally willing to take one. I would like to, but even, you know, we had a scare at my son's school, and we were not at risk enough to warrant a test at that time. They asked us all these questions and they were like, no, you're not close enough to it to warrant the test. So.
Right. Yeah, I've done two tests, and both of them were through the CVS Minute Clinic, and you had to fill out a questionnaire first and fit the criteria. But I was negative both times. And I've also done I've donated blood 3 times, and they do an antibody test, and I've been negative for all of that too. So I kind of feel like, I mean, knock on wood, but the precautions I've been taking seem to be working. So, I hadn't really thought about taking a test before we travel.
I've been pretty consistent with the same precautions I took when I was traveling. I'm doing at home. And one thing I have noticed locally is that people are getting more lax, like Costco. And it's really impossible to social distance now in Costco, because people are just kind of like, I need to get my whatever right in front of you. And it seems like we're kind of, everybody is, it has been doing it for so long that maybe with subconsciously not even knowing that they're doing it, they're kind of getting a little lax. And when you're traveling, I think you're more vigilant about it. Am I wrong in thinking that? Like, I think I was definitely more vigilant on the hand sanitizer when I was going to the airport or going through.
Yeah. If I'm out and about, I definitely am making sure I'm using my hand sanitizer. I try not to touch doors when I open them. I mean, I still do those things. And, you know, the grocery stores are all cleaning the carts here before anybody touches them. I feel like, but I do know what you mean, Lindsay. It's almost like people are fatigued with it.
I don't even think I'm not saying anything bad about people. I don't even think they're doing it on purpose. I think it's just, it's been going on so long. I mean, I walked out of Costco 2 days ago, and the guy next to me walked out and he whipped his mask off and he went, he was like 6 feet away from me, but he was like, we were in a parallel line, and I just looked at him like, I know what you mean. It's like taking a bra off. Like, it's that feeling of relief. And I think it's when you are at home and you're in your comfort zone, it's kind of easier to get complacent, I think. I don't know.
So what do you guys think about flying? Some of us just did our virtual conference and the airlines did some presentations, and I was really impressed with the safety protocols that they've pointed out, especially the cleaning of the planes that they've been So what do you guys think about that?
I flew JetBlue in Alaska to go to Jamaica, and I was so extremely impressed. And then this next trip, I'm supposed to fly United. I'm getting all the airlines I missed. United, American, Southwest. Everybody I missed before, I'm going to test out. But I'm really impressed with the electrostatic magnetic cleaners. Electrostatic. Mm-hmm. I want to say electromagnetic, electrostatic cleaners and the UV cleaners, because there's two different systems. And I'm just, I don't know, I'm kind of one of those neat freak people who is a little bit like, why weren't we doing this the whole time? Like when they're talking about how they're cleaning the hotel rooms, I'm like, why, y'all?
They're like wiping things down. They're putting all the trays down.
Yeah.
Wiping them down.
They never did that before. Them. That was not something that they did before. I don't care what airline it was.
Yeah,
they were not wiping your tray.
Yeah, but I have to. I've had friends who say they bring like a little pack of Clorox wipes and wipe that stuff down anyway before.
Oh, everybody does, and they bring.
We're just all catching up to the germaphobe.
Yeah, just the Lysol spray. Just.
Well, you know, when I flew, there was the guy sitting next. So I was on Delta, and there was the middle seat is blocked on Delta, and it was indeed the only people who were sitting middle seats were family members. You know, where the whole family was traveling together, and there weren't a ton of those. And I was going to Orlando, so you would expect some families. I also didn't have a nonstop flight because we don't have those anymore because all of the flight schedules have been changed. But the guy sitting next to me with the seat in between had a neck gaiter. And he had it down around his neck most of the time. Now, if a flight attendant came by and saw him, he would be like, oh, I forgot. You know, like he would make a big deal out of putting it back on. And he was not combative. I was worried about that. But he clearly didn't want to wear it. You know, he did what he could to not wear it. So I just sort of turned my body this way and tried to make sure I was only breathing air that came from the side that wasn't his side. He also put his stuff down in the seat between us, just plopped it down. You know, so
wow,
I'm like, thanks.
So there are some bad behaviors that are going to come from all this.
He was really lucky that he didn't get a flight attendant that was like, I've had it, you're gone. I mean, because once you get that card, you're done. You're not flying that airline again for life.
He was nice. That was the thing. He was nice. He was a frequent traveler, I could tell. And he just did the things he always does. He's like, okay, I'm putting my stuff in this chair, you know, because I know that nobody's going to sit there, so I'm going to put my stuff there, which is what you do on, which is what you used to do on flights before. That said, I think the main question here is flying safe? I think it's as safe as it can possibly be. Would you be safer not flying? Maybe. Maybe not. I mean, you're going to go to the grocery store, you're going to get on an airplane.
Yeah.
People argue, well, on an airplane, you're closer to all those people, but that's the other thing, we learned that there's a myth about recycled air. A lot of the air on airplanes is actually very fresh. They're bringing in new air all the time, but you've been told, or you make assumptions that it's recycled. So really, you know, the reason you're getting sick on planes is because people are flying sick, but because they're taking temperatures and things, you're not getting that as much, you know, so it may just be better because people with a cold are not sitting right next to you and sneezing on your stuff.
And the last time I checked, there was no electrostatic machine going up and down the aisles at the grocery store cleaning everything everybody touched. So,
but there should be.
There should be. There really should be. I do feel, I mean, even though it was a month ago, and you know, ask me this again after I fly again here in a week or so, or in a couple weeks, if I feel the same way, but I felt safer on the airplane than I did in the grocery store.
Well, I think the airlines have more to lose than the grocery store does, you know, because they are trying to get people back, you know. And I've heard that the way the air flows is that it kind of comes from the ceiling straight down to the floor and it goes out again. So, I've heard this from credible sources too. I'm not just making it up, but like, I don't think, like Elizabeth was saying, I don't think it's quite like it's recycled.
I should have asked my husband about
circulating
this.
All around you. I think it goes in one direction. Mm-hmm. So you're more you know, you're more at risk from the people directly next to you.
This is the one time.
And I have a flight coming up where it's not, there's not three in the row, there's two. So I'm interested to see if I will have somebody. I'm flying by myself. Will I have somebody in that seat directly beside me? We'll see.
What airline?
Delta.
That's a good question. I don't think you will.
Are they still doing the bug spray? Has anybody been on a small enough flight recently to...
Well, so bug spray is usually done in areas where it has to be done. Like, I had that in Africa. Literally, I fly a ton, and the only times I've ever had it done was in Africa and very small islands in the Caribbean. Those are the only times I've ever had it done while I was on board. I think they do it sometimes before, but sometimes they wait for the people to get on because there are bugs on the people.
Ooh, is that for bed bugs? Because that would be awesome.
No.
Oh, they show you the can and they go down the aisle and they spray. Yeah. And it's,
I've never had that.
I've had it many times, but it's always, like she said, it's always a puddle jumper. It's a small flight as you're coming from the island to get to the mainland to go to somewhere else or to coming from a tropical destination. But I was just curious if they were still doing that.
Well, they sprayed my big plane for Africa. Leaving Africa.
Yeah. So getting
and
back
I think to some of that is just cross contamination. Yeah, go ahead, Sandy.
Well, getting back to travel shaming, how do you guys respond when you post something about going on a trip and people say something about how they don't agree with that? What do you guys, how do you respond to that?
I basically tell people, then you're not ready to travel. There's some people out there that are, and some people aren't. And when you feel safe to travel, I'm here for you.
Yeah, it's a very personal decision. It's everybody's individual situation is different. I mean, I'm in the high risk category. I have asthma. Would some people with asthma not be traveling? Probably, but I don't know. I'm taking all the same safety precautions. I'm doing everything that I possibly can. I'm getting COVID tests when I don't need them before I travel. I will not travel without one. That's just how I feel safer that way, because at least I know that I'm not taking it with me to another destination. But I would just say it's a personal decision. It really is. It really depends on your comfort level and where you are and what your safety parameters are. And I think it's we have to be very mindful right now to not overjudge others. And I noticed this even the other day when I was in line at the pharmacy. I mean, nobody was doing anything untoward. Nobody was not wearing their mask. Nobody was refusing to wear their mask, but there was a whole bunch of people in line complaining about people who don't wear their mask or refuse to do whatever. And it was this whole giant conversation that was happening around me about all these things that people do that nobody's doing right now. So I think that we just have to maybe be a little more mindful and have a little more grace and understanding with things maybe right now.
Isn't that the way of everything? I mean, I think that so much of this comes down to comparisons, you know, and when you say you're doing something, then somebody else is like, well, I wouldn't do that, so you shouldn't do that because it's not fair that you do it and I don't do it, or in some way you're wronging them. It's like, I'm not being irresponsible here. I could be irresponsible. That's a totally different thing. But probably not going to post that on Facebook if I'm being irresponsible. So, and I found that it's a little bit better if I tell people. Like normally, in the real world before COVID, I would just go on a trip and I would post, "Hey, I'm at the airport. Where do you think I'm going?" You know, it would be a surprise. Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm going to go on a trip and I think I'm going to be posting pictures, I do a preemptive post that basically says in a very nice way, don't give me crap about this because I've thought about this and I've thought about this and I've been nervous about this and I don't need to hear it. Like letting people know, I understand I'm going to be wearing masks. I'm going to be social distancing. I've made sure that the protocols are in place where I'm going. And I'm kind of excited about it. And I'm excited to see what it's like, you know, in this post-COVID world. And I've had positive response to that. Now, some of that are my travel industry friends who know about travel shaming and who preemptively go on and say, that's great. That's awesome. Get out there. And so that's something that I feel a responsibility to do now too, is if I see someone saying they're about to travel, I try and jump on there and be that positive voice that, you know, good for you, you know, way to put yourself out there, you know, be safe and have a great time and let us know how it goes. I think that it's important to give that back, because when I posted that I was going to Disney World, I had like 24 comments, and some of them were you guys saying, that's great, go for it, can't wait, you know, I'm going too. And those are the things that people need to see, is that positive reaction, because they're scared. I mean, people are scared. Yeah. And if you have been in your house this whole time, as I have been, it is scary to get out there. And when I saw people go into Mexico in June, I was like, oh no, you know, I'm a little nervous about that. But I was glad to see them go and come back and not die. That was
fantastic. So I think
that was great.
I think you brought up a really important distinction too. I mean, we are all professionals. We eat, sleep, and breathe travel. And we have been, I know I don't speak for just myself, I would say this, neck deep in COVID regulations and in protocols and safety issues. And if I had a dollar for every single video of safety, new safety procedures that I have sat through, I could buy a house somewhere in Europe. But we have been in... we're immersed in it. So when you see a travel advisor post, you know, this person's done the research. They know what they're getting into, and they've taken the steps. But for the person who is the average traveler who has maybe been, you know, maybe they're going to Mexico or somewhere for the first time, I can see where it would be very intimidating to come out and say on Facebook and I have noticed, I have friends I know who are traveling, but they are not posting about it on Facebook. Yeah. You might see one post. I mean, none of us are checking in at the airports like we used to. Like every airport you check in, you're, oh, I'm here, mm-hmm. changing planes. It's not happening anymore. And I just wonder why that is and what we can do to maybe help that stigma of,
well, I think modeling the safe behavior, you know, showing that you're there, but you're wearing the mask, you know, or talking about what the safety protocols are. One of the best things I thought that was so cool was when Elizabeth came back from Disney and did a Zoom talk about like what it was like. And she put it on her YouTube channel, and I've sent that to clients, and I was like, oh, are they going to watch this 30-minute video? But they did, you know? And
because it's important. People
want to know. And whenever I put, like, I posted a picture of my Magic Bands when they came in, and I got a couple of people text me or message me and, that, you know, ask me questions about it. I didn't get anybody book a trip off of it, but I wouldn't be surprised if I do when I come back from my trip, which is coming up in a couple weeks, because I do think people want to know that they can do it safely. Mm-hmm. And when they see us go out there to Disney World or someplace where they have these, you know, safety precautions in place, I think that does make a difference. Because, yeah, we are going to the grocery store, you know, we are doing things at home. And so you can do it to shift your location, you know, to somewhere else. So.
Well, and you're thinking about the world as it was. And like, would I go to mm-hmm. Disney World if it were 100% capacity right now? No, I wouldn't. No, I mean, way. I wouldn't, because it would be really hard to social distance. If nothing had changed at Walt Disney World and they still had fast passes and they still had lines and they didn't put up any plexiglass, they didn't put any markers on the ground, no, I wouldn't go right now. That's not a safe way to be. So I had to know that I felt safe. And I think that anyone listening to this podcast, all three of you, can sort of take it upon yourselves. If you want to be treated well when you post about your vacation, start treating other people well. That's the first step, is to be positive about it. And if you do have questions, or if you're worried that they're not being safe, send that in a private message. Don't blast that on their wall. And then the other thing is, when you're traveling, be respectful of the fact that people are scared, mm-hmm. and take the pictures. The pictures that I posted while I was gone, I had a mask on. Yeah. in every single picture.
I think that's a big key.
I didn't post any pictures when I was eating. I didn't, like, I posted a picture of the night we went out to dinner. And I might have posted one picture of two of us sitting at the table. We might not have had our masks on. But I really tried to make sure that whatever I posted, we had our masks on. Because then I didn't get that question. It's like, oh, she's wearing a mask. Yeah. Okay, great.
Because you know, that whole first impression, the first 20 seconds, when you see a picture, you assume that's the picture that represents the trip that you just took. So I think that's the big key, is post the pictures that you're really taking, that you have the masks on, or if you're sitting at a table and you're having dinner, put in there, I know it's an extra step, put in there, I just took my mask, we just took our masks off for this picture, we are social.
Cheers. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, and it sounds silly to have to do that, but it really helps people mentally put it into the category of, these people are traveling, but they are taking the precautions, and you're not just out there willy-nilly running around the world with no mask on.
And I took a lot of pictures, but I didn't post a lot of pictures.
Yes.
And I think that's the other thing too, is take the pictures and you know, definitely document your trip, do all the things you would normally do on a trip, but don't post all of them, because as much as you would have posted before that, people don't want to see lots and lots of vacation pictures right now. It's fine for you to tell them you're going. And even as a professional who sells travel for a living, I posted very little. Now, some of that was a deal that I struck with my friend, because she didn't really want me working the whole time, because every time we travel together now, I'm working the whole time. She's like, please tell me you won't be working the whole time. So I basically said, okay, I'm going to be taking a lot of videos, but I'll try to do it as quickly and as unobtrusively as possible, and then we'll have fun the rest of the time. So it's fast to take the video, it takes a long time to post it, so I just wasn't posting a lot of stuff.
I think that's a really good situation to be in, because there are a lot of people who have medical challenges who can't take these risks. You know, each one of us is our own risk assessment manager. We have, each one of us is in a different place in life, and there are a lot of people out there who maybe have more serious health conditions that can't travel. We're all responsible for assessing our own risk and dealing with our own risk management. And level of comfort is going to be different for everyone else. And there are some people right now who do not have the luxury. I have a friend who has type 1 diabetes, and she will literally die if she gets this. So she can't go anywhere. I mean, it's dangerous for her to even leave her home. And so mindful of that, I'm not posting as much as I normally would. I don't want to throw it in anyone's face that I'm traveling, because I'm very mindful of the people who have children who can't do things, or people who can't leave the house, and it's really kind of not fair to them to do that, and that's just really a choice that I've made. But I'm not censoring myself 100% like I originally thought I would have to, because I don't think that's right. I don't think we should be doing that.
Yeah, I think, and it's, I want to be able time. To answer questions, yes. If people have them, you know. So
you want to be a resource.
It's a good time to practice grace, and to just remember that not everybody is in the same place. And I really try to do that. I'm not perfect at it. And I don't claim to be, but whenever I do a post about travel now, I do sort of think about, okay, who are the people reading this? And, you know, and I have clients who love to travel, who won't be able to travel till there's a vaccine. Yeah. And then I have other clients who are like, why am I not traveling yet? I need to travel right now. But they may be limited by their state's regulations or their jobs regulations.
State Department.
And so it's not their own
health. Or their passports.
Yeah. Right. Well, but my clients, actually, I haven't had that complaint at all yet. But you're right. That could be something else. But it's jobs, usually. The ones who really want to travel, but aren't. It's their jobs that are keeping them from doing it. Mm-hmm. And so in some ways, it's like, I kind of feel that if I can, and it's safe, I want to do it, because it is my job to do that, you know? So I want people to know. I felt like sharing my Disney World experience was important, because it wasn't all positive, but it wasn't all negative either. And I think that that's something that people need to understand too, is that you may hear, oh, it's a great time to visit because the parks aren't crowded, but there are going to be drawbacks as well. And yes, you are wearing a mask all the time. And yes, it's hot and it's uncomfortable. And the lines are long, you know, because there are fewer people there, but there's no fast pass.
And
so,
this is not the first time experience you want to have.
No. So there's certain times, and it's good to sort of get that perspective We're having a bit of a dog show tonight, guys.
This show's just gone to the dogs.
I mean, everyone's got dogs barking in the background right now, right?
Yeah. Not George. So, George, you want to wrap this up for us?
Okay, well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Elizabeth, Lindsay, and myself, George, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.